You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've been taking you around the state to hear from people who work with their hands. It's a series we're calling Artisans of Michigan. For this Veterans Day, we're headed to Mason, Michigan. World War II vintage planes are big attractions at air shows all across the nation, but keeping them in the air means repairs and new parts. That's where Dave Groh with Yesteryear Aviation Incorporated comes in. He builds and makes parts for planes that were used to train pilots. He's got one himself. They're mostly wood and canvas biplanes. That's a rebuilt engine with a propeller mounted on the back of a flatbed truck, but by the time I actually saw it, it was part of Groh's biplane trainer. So why? Why rebuild World War II trainers?
Because we love aviation, and we like World War II aircraft in particular. And I own some of these and start out rebuilding them for myself, and then it kind of grows from there, and other people need this stuff done. And the people doing this type of work is across the country is getting very small. There's not a lot of them, people still doing this type of thing. So
I assume that a lot of this was being done by World War II vets, and there are fewer and fewer of those guys around.
Yeah, most are gone. We would love to go back and talk to some of the people that built this stuff so we could learn how they did it. It would make our job easier, but we're sitting here trying to figure it out on our own, and it's challenging.
Groh rebuilds the intricate wood and canvas wings, manufactures parts, even rebuilds the engines, which just happens to be a Michigan-made product.
On this one, the old Boeing Stearman, they were made by Continental and built in Muskegon, Michigan. And most of the forgings all through this airplane, all the steel forgings, were all done here in Lansing at Atlas Drop Forge. They got Atlas stamped right in them. And Atlas did most of the stuff for Continental when they were here in Muskegon. And so a lot of the stuff was done here in this state. Boeing, this airplane was built at the Wichita plant. So the parts all went out there and finished machined. And
well, it kind of seems appropriate then that remanufacturing these components in Michigan.
And I like to keep it made here. I don't like to deal with anything out of the country to making any parts. We do as much in-house as possible.
There are about 2,000 of these biplanes still around, but not a lot of places left that can fix them. Groh says it keeps the shop busy.
We manufacture a lot of parts under FAA approval for these airplanes. For this one in particular, we're making about 95 parts, and we need to add more to that list. And so I'm always thinking about the next stuff to make. In fact, I got phone calls yesterday about parts people are needing and wanting to know if we can get them done.
They also repair aluminum-clad advanced trainers. Grant Dowell with Yesteryear Aviation is working on a wing after the plane had a little mishap.
Went off the runway, ended up in a ditch, and smacked the wing. Ended up doing some damage to the main spar here and some stringers, and so we're doing a wing repair.
Hundreds of rivets have to be drilled out, structural repairs or replacements made, then rivet it all back together again and try to make the 75-year-old airplane look like it just came off the factory floor. This is the kind of training planes that pilots use to land on mock carriers on Lake Michigan. Both Dowell and Dave Groh are pilots. Groh says there was a point that he had to make a decision, fly for a living or rebuild these World War II vintage planes.
You know, I know if I'd have stayed in the airlines and had that's where I was headed, I probably would have had a better paycheck in the end, but I don't think I'd have been as happy as staying here working. And it's home, and so the family life was better, and money's not everything.
That's Dave Groh of Yesteryear Aviation Incorporated, our latest featured artisan of Michigan. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.